Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today, instead of our normal 10 a.m. Monday movie review, we're going to do a Monday movie classic. Instead, we're going to switch it up a little bit. And the Monday movie classic is Malcolm X by Spike Lee and his productions, 40 Acres and a Mule. Starring Denzel Washington, of course, Angela Bassett. It's some major hitters in this film, but the reason why I'm doing the Monday movie classic is because of what state our country is in right now. It's our world is basically burning. Our world is burning. And the reason to choose something like this is of the essence. And Malcolm X is someone that everybody is recognized with, but sometimes, I'm just going to give you the reality of it, people tend to shift more so to Dr. Martin Luther King's side, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, so I understand that because it comes across as peaceful, it comes across as non-anti-violent or whatever. It doesn't scare white people or anyone that is of that sect that feels like black people are beneath them. And this is in light of George Floyd, Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, and so many other names that have gone through and lost their lives due to racism. And you get to the point where you can sing Kumbaya only so long. You can. Because you have to protect your family. You have to protect your own life. No one, I don't think, unless something is seriously wrong with you, no one comes into this place wanting to hurt anyone. They deal with the hand that is given them. And this autobiography and this film done by Spike Lee, with Denzel playing one of our great leaders, Malcolm X, demonstrates that and how everybody goes through their change. They're going to deal with the hand that they're dealt, the suit that they're in, and that is how they get to the other side. It's a quest for knowledge. Everybody, they don't start off perfect. And to be quite honest, if black people truly wanted revenge, it'd be a different story. We just simply want humane treatment, equality. But that's not what we're giving. I am an owner of a business, two businesses. This is our forum here for Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I also own Cleopatra Memphis, which is a makeup studio. We do session work here in makeup for film and television, and we know here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios is Education for the Arts, where we talk about Monday movie classics and Monday movie reviews. But if there's no us, we have nothing to do. We won't exist. But I understand fighting back is not just protesting. Fighting back is knowledge. Fighting back is ownership. Fighting back, ownership of business. Fighting back is education. And that's why we do this. it is education for the arts. So I suggest today, if you don't know what to do, where to go, and don't know anything about Black history, which I believe is a lie because you'd be under a rock, this is a great movie to start with to understand your history if you are African American. I'm sure you already know, but if you are not, if you are of another race and you feel any type of empathy and compassion, start here. Understand where the other side of the coin is and how we walk in between. We can be either the Martin Luther Kings of the world or the Malcolm X's of the world, but most of us walk in the middle. Don't make us choose a side. So this is your Monday movie classic here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. You can always call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596 to get your questions asked, ask us any questions, make your statements, or whatever you want to do here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios. You can also email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. In the meantime, enjoy your Monday movie classic with Malcolm X. And I'm so thankful for Spike Lee and Denzel Washington who made this movie be something otherworldly. And all the people who donated to the cause, from Oprah, and then some, to making this movie what it is, because it is a relic of history. It is something that will always be there. It's a timeless piece that will go beyond the time it was born. So thank you out there for listening. And until then, until next time, be great.